Steve Gruber, because you're entitled to his opinion. Just ask him.
Yeah. Yeah, because you're entitled to my opinion. Bob's trying to give me a little bit of trouble today, I guess. Welcome back to a free-for-all Friday. Three major stories yesterday, as I said, you know, rolling out Bolton, the budget, the Dow, all big story. I mean, those are all lead stories any given day. You know, you have news fatigue at some point. But there's a lot more to talk about, a lot more to work on. Aaron Wren here, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute, a contributing editor of City Journal and an economic development columnist for Governing Magazine. Aaron, welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me on.
Hey, let's start with this, if we could. I want to start with those tariffs announced by the president yesterday, then precipitating a big fall on the Dow. What do you make of it?
Well, you know, the stock market had been up a lot, and you know, I don't really study kind of trade policy, but I've never really put much stock in the day-to-day movements of the market. I can tell you that.
So it doesn't worry you too much, and it doesn't worry me too much either. So I guess we're kind of on the same page as far as that goes. Now, let's talk about infrastructure, builders, and putting it together, because that's part of the president's plan moving forward for the economy, for the country. You say there's some things we need to do before we get fully engaged. Please explain.
Well, I think the key for infrastructure in the United States is we already built a lot of infrastructure. We built the interstate highway system. We built a bunch of airports. We have a railroad system. We have sewer and water systems. We're not like China, you know, which is a developing country that needed to build all of its infrastructure for the first time. Our challenge is to rebuild infrastructure. And that's a challenge politically, because it's a lot sexier to cut the ribbon on a new project than it is to maintain what you have, right?
That'll get you more votes, won't it? Cutting the ribbon gets you more votes. Yeah, go ahead.
The political incentives are for people to build a lot of projects that are new, maybe even not needed, and spend less time taking care of what we have. And so that's kind of what a lot of politicians do. They like to build new roads, not to repave the existing ones. And so in terms of any infrastructure program, I would focus it heavily towards maintenance much more so than new construction.
Now, I see your point. Now you've made a lot of sense there. You should, you know, any person that's been around very long will tell you this, take care of the things you have. You know, look after and take care of the things you have, because you've made a big investment. Don't let it go to pot. But it is harder to rebuild and retrofit than it is to build things from the ground up. So there are some challenges there, just like when you work on an older house. It's harder than building a new house, I think, in some respects. Does that make sense?
Yeah, particularly when you're living in the old house that you're trying to fix up.
Exactly.
So, you know, if you're building a new highway through a field, it's a lot easier. You're not disturbing anybody. But when you're closing lanes on a road in order to, you know, replace sewer lines or to, you know, repave it, that causes a lot of headaches for drivers. It causes a lot of headaches when you're upgrading signal systems on transit lines and things like that. So it's more disruptive when you're rebuilding something that you already have as opposed to building something new, a new location. So again, it's easy to see why people don't want to do it, but it's the sort of thing we actually have to do. If you don't occasionally take your car into the shop to get the oil changed, you know, eventually the engine is going to seize up. And we just have to, we need to be taking care of the stuff that we already have.
And I agree with that. I think we have to take care of what we've already invested in. Now, let me ask you this, Aaron. Are there some areas of the nation that are more acute in their need, or areas of need in general, be it bridges or roads or dams? Are there certain areas, or is it kind of across the board?
One of the things people don't really talk a lot about, but which is a huge need, is sewers.
We need those.
EPA, through the Clean Water Act, has been imposing huge unfunded mandates, many of them on America's poorest cities. So St. Louis is spending $4.7 billion to retrofit its sewers. Cleveland's spending close to $3 billion. Akron is spending $1 billion. So a lot of these cities, this is the biggest project they've ever done in their history. It's kind of under the radar. Nobody wants to talk about it because either they're getting gouged financially, really raising rates, tripling rates in some cases on people who don't have a lot of money. So it's obvious why people in political world don't want to talk much about it.
You mean they're raising money and people that don't have a pot to, well, you know, the rest.
Right. So that's the one thing, you know, the one area that the that people really do have the ability to get cash from if you're a local government is through utility bills. And so basically sewer bills and water bills are going up a lot. These things do need to be fixed, but if the federal government were going to spend money on infrastructure, helping some of these distressed Rust Belt communities do things like fix up their sewer systems, it would be a big win for them.
So, yeah, the county and municipal water systems, the separation plant, everything that has to be done there. I mean, those are complex systems, and not only because of the new regulations, of course, which makes it even more costly and complex, but they're complex to begin with, are they not?
Yeah, they are, and it's just, again, it's all underground, so that raises the cost even higher. Today, you know, some of what they're doing with, for example, sewers is that they're trying to do techniques that are less expensive and what they call green infrastructure to keep water from getting into the sewers in the first place by having better, you know.
Yeah, because we always hear about a big rain comes along and the sewer system flushes out into the streets and down into the local waterways. I mean, we hear all too common, isn't it?
Yeah, so, you know, there's new techniques they're trying today. But it is a situation where it's hard to know exactly how to fix it sometimes, particularly since it's really it's not like the road that you drive to work every day. You've got a predictable amount of traffic on it. It's the extreme events, those extreme rains, and so you end up spending a lot of money to deal with a handful of days a year, and so that's a little bit maybe a misallocation of resources. But be that as it may, we need to fix these things. And again, a lot of these cities don't have a lot of money. We can't necessarily conjure up a jobs boom very easily in some of these struggling post-industrial cities. However, we do know that we can fix their sewer and water lines.
Yeah,
that's
that or
an
all
engineering
be,
problem that we can solve.
Or we're all going to have chamber pots again.
Right.
Nobody wants that, Aaron. I'm telling you, nobody wants that. Aaron Wren, great conversation, senior fellow at the Manhattan Institute. And I think you're right. Fix it first. That's a tip for infrastructure builders. Fix it first. Thank you, sir.
Thanks for having me on.
All right. Have a great day. Great weekend. All right. Straight ahead, former Oklahoma Senator Tom Coburn joining me again here on the program. He's been on a few times recently. I'm going to ask him what he thinks about this new budget deal and the economy and everything else. Sit tight.